Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God. Welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I am Job Israel. Come and see Ministries Bible Study Class. And tonight, we are still in Black History Month. We're still in Black History Month. And we are dealing with our mothers, Leah and Rachel. I hope to God that we can give them their reverence and their honor, and that we can really be conscious that they are who is and should be looked at and thought of in this hour. So I ask the Father to cause us to all stand before God and hold on. Wait a minute. Okay. All praise. So we can ask everyone if they can stand face to us as we approach the Father. Sisters, if you can, uncover your head. And brothers, if you can, sisters, if you can, cover your heads. And brothers, if you can, uncover your heads as we approach the Father. Amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children, their children, and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them to hear us and give them a mind to perceive and eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray for your mercies endure forever. Amen. Amen. Well, I want to say welcome to another episode of The Sound of Living Waters. We are in the midst of Black History Women's Month. That is to say, black women in the Bible. We all up in there, man. I mean, we got Eve in the pictures. You know, Eve wasn't black. Well, you better go and find out where the Garden of Eden was located. All right. Yeah. All right. You better go check where the Garden of Eden was located. You better go and look and see where them four rivers split up at in Genesis chapter 2. Right? That wasn't Europe. That wasn't Asia. That was Africa. I ain't saying it was Africans. I'm saying I was Africa. Right? What do you mean? Well, if it's on the continent of Africa, then, well, that would have to make them, like, really black. You know, I mean, they would have to be blacker than we are in America. That's the real conversation, right? And they were the only people on the planet. So, yeah, we kicked it off with Eve, and then we went right into Sarah, right? And then we just got into Rachel, right? No, Leah. No, not Leah, Rachel. We into them tonight, but we had gotten into Rebecca, right? Rebecca, the father, man, the virtuous one, the one that excelled them all. It ain't going to be another woman like Rebecca on this planet. In any generation, there will not be another woman like that one ever again. Ever. She is Proverbs chapter 31 and 10. She is. She's the epitome of Proverbs chapter 31 and 10. Sarah and the rest of the patriarchs like Leah and Eve and all of them, they virtuous, man, but she covered that. Now, wisdom and understanding, Sarah is the mother. She is the queen of queens. She, all these stories is written in heaven. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. But if you got to compare and who was what and this and that and the other, Sarah would be the queen and the mother of us all. Rebecca be the virtuous. So what would make Leah and Rachel? What would they fit in this picture? That's the next question. Can they fulfill kinswoman, right? Or a sister? Can they fill those criteria? Can they fulfill a queen? Can they be queens before God? Are they virtuous women, right? Are they virtuous women? Are they, yeah. Where do they get in? Where do they fit in at? Leah and Rachel, because they the next ones, man. Right? Because here comes Jacob. Remember, we're not dealing with Jacob. We're dealing with the wives, man. Because we act like, you know, when you get done with it, after Abraham, then it's Isaac. And after Isaac, it's Jacob. And after Jacob, it's Moses. And after Moses, it's the prophets and the judges. And they all dudes. That ain't the truth. What we're trying to do is try to share the kingdom. What we're trying to do is share the kingdom, that the kingdom wasn't built on just testosterone. It was built on what we call tender eye and beauty. So we're going to look at that. Yeah, our sister Rebecca, she's the epitome of virtue, man. The father gave her a double portion. What I mean by this, he gave her not only the kingdom of this world, because Esau, right, is ruling the kingdoms of this world through the childs, right, or the Bilderbergs, or whatever you want to call them, peaks. He is running a mindset, right? But then here go the children of Israel, which so happened to be the kingdom of God. Rebecca gave birth to both kingdoms. She gave birth to the kingdom of God, which is in heaven, from the earth. That's her. She gave that. She said, no, Jacob, that's the one you're going to make sure he's going to, the older is going to serve him. He is the one I'm going to bless, right? And then Esau happen to be the kingdoms of this world that's going to make it through the resurrection, they also a part of this. Man, Rebecca was a huge player in the grand scheme of things, right? So, but right now we are picking up Jacob. He just got this commission from his father Isaac to go pick up a wife, right? So before we even do that, let's go into Proverbs chapter where we started all at. Proverbs chapter 7 and 4. We're going to pick it up right at the source, and it says this. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman. Now, our question is this. Is Leah, which is the firstborn, and then Rebecca. You know, we have a tendency of saying Rebecca and Leah because that's the conversation in the beginning, but it's not Rebecca and Leah. It's Leah and Rebecca. Because Leah became the mistress. She became the master. Rebecca became... we're not going to talk about that. But anyway, that, he said, say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman. Right? So this is that thing. Do Leah and Rebecca represent a kinswoman of understanding? Is there anywhere in the scriptures that say that they have understanding of God to be considered a kinswoman? Now, it's clear that Sarah and Rebecca and Eve all had understanding, and they all knew the gravity of a kinswoman and what it meant, because both of them said one came from one wife, one family, and the other one said, no, get my son a wife from my family. They understood that. It was the father and the mother said it. They understood this gravity. Right, so our next question is this, right? Go to Revelation chapter 12 and verse. Nope. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8 and 1. I'm going to add this in here because, see, now we're dealing with Leah and Rachel. We're dealing with two different beings. Two different spirits. Now we're going to, but both of them is wisdom, right? And both of them are sisters. Now let me put this together. Both of them are kinswomen and both of them are sisters, but which one is wisdom and which one is understanding, right? So let's look at this. Proverbs 8 and 1, it says this, do not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice. So this is a feminine entity which was written before time. This is a law that was written before man, woman, anything, angels, all this. God wrote all this out before. See, that's the other thing we got to put our minds on. God wrote all this out before it was anything. So the stories of any prophets or any matriarchs or anything like that, it was already covered in the script. So therefore, we got to find them. Where is Sarah? Where is Eve? Where is Rebecca? Now, where's Leah and Rachel? She stands at the top of the high places, by the way, of the places of the past. What path? The narrow. You know, the narrow, because she's wisdom. So the paths would be the narrow places, right? 3. She crieth at the gates, at the entries of the city, at the coming in, at the doors. Who? At what gate? Chicago? New York? Russia? England? Paris? Tokyo? You know, I mean, we can go on through all these cities throughout the world. And none of them gates compared to Jerusalem. None of them. None of their gates compared to Jerusalem. She cried at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in, at the doors. Why? Because Jerusalem got 12 gates. And guess who put the names on them? Leah and Rachel put the names on the gates that's written in heaven. Right? So my question is this. We can see that right now we got wisdom in play. Do we have understanding coming, right? All right. Let's go into Proverbs chapter 31 and 10, right? 31 and 10. And let's pick it up at verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman for her price is far above rubies now? Are they both virtuous? Do they both perform things that make that we would consider them virtuous women? Looking at the synonyms of what a virtuous woman is during the last previous precepts, we are not going backwards. We know what a virtuous woman is, those of us that's in this study. Do Leah and Rachel measure up to what is a virtuous woman? And the other question is this. Can they be found? Right? Who can find a virtuous woman? That's the question. Where is she? That's the next thing. Okay. We found that out when our mother Rebecca was introduced onto our father Isaac, that she was truly Proverbs chapter 31 and 10. She is this woman that we refer to as the virtuous woman. Her price is far above rubies. And Isaac had no concerns, none whatsoever. Not after that demo. Not after what she did with Jacob and Esau. Mm-mm. Not after that dream that the father gave her. She went and sought out the Lord. Oh, bottom line, some of the fruits of the spirit of a virtuous woman is faithful. So she went and sought the Lord out concerning the things that was going on inside of her being, right? That's what a virtuous woman to do, not a woman of God. You know, women of God want to be women of God, like men of God and all this other type of good stuff. No, when you want to be looked at as a virtuous woman, maybe you may not get this here because they said there are many do virtues. Maybe you are the many. That's still a good look. But it's only one Rebecca, and I'm telling you now, she is that one, and you can forget about catching that one. She didn't did it. I don't think there's a woman on this planet that can give birth to two kingdoms, one in heaven and one in earth. That ain't finna happen twice. So she got this covered. She is the example of everything that's virtuous, everything. So let's look at this a little further. Do Leah and Rachel measure? Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Revelations chapter 12. Revelations 12 and 1. And it said, there appeared a great wonder in heaven, and a woman cried, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. She being with child cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. Now, here's the other question. Where is Lee and Rachel? Is their story here? Do they have a story of 12 stars? Oh, yeah. A lot of us, the synapses is popping off. A lot of us, the synapses is really going in right now. We getting it already. We see it already. Are they clothed with the sun and the moon under their feet and a crown of 12 stars? Are they both considered with children and travail in their birth? Do they go through that? Do they travail with birth? Pain to be delivered, are they them? That's the next question. Now, remember this question, this conversation isn't just a regular conversation, but it's actually in heaven. It's in heaven. It's not something that's on the earth. It's not carnal. It's a conversation that was written before time. This is a story that played out. This is the B story that we just have to be living in. Adam don't sin. We're in the first part of, we're in the A part. Adam sin, we enter into B part. Thanks to Adam, we are in the B section. Right? Anyway, so it says, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven, and a woman clothed the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her crown of 12 stars, she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, pain to be delivered. Will they fulfill these here attributes? Can they fulfill these things with the crown? Are they queens? Right. Do they have 12 stars to consider themselves? Right. Let's go on to Revelation chapter 19. And verse 7, and it says this: Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife had made herself ready. And to her was granted that she be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. So can we see Leah and Rachel dressed in fine linen before Jacob and the governors of this world and the kings of this world? Would Leah and Rachel have that that adore or that type of common, what's the word I'm looking for? I guess the thing is that which they reflect everything that belonged to God before the world, right? Did they make themselves ready to meet God? So we got to ask ourselves, that Leah and Rachel, do they fit this here criteria? I know we always say, this is the wife, this is the... But without Leah and Rachel, you don't have this conversation in Revelation. Because of Leah and Rachel, this conversation in Revelation chapter 19 exists. So you can knock that off. I ain't talking about them the hell if it ain't. Everything from Genesis to Revelation pertains to Eve, Sarah, Rebecca, and Leah and Rachel. From Genesis to Revelation. You got a problem with that? You got a problem with everything God here wrote in the law concerning these our mothers. That's your concern, not mine, Zach. And as she should be granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Can we say that Leah and Rachel were saints before God? That's the next question, right? So we got to ask these questions. Do they fit these criteria? The last one is this. Psalms 45, because I asked this question to all the mothers before we get started. And so that as we go through the precepts, do we see the fruits of the Spirit? That's the other thing. So Psalms 45:9, and it says this: King's daughter were among the honorable women. Upon right hand did stand a queen in gold of Ophir. Now let me ask this question. When Jacob and Leah and Rachel sat before the world, were they in gold? Were they in linen? Did they sit as daughters of a king? I would say yes, because Jacob is an heir. He's a king. He's an heir. Isaac is a king. The day that Isaac moved into the ancients, Jacob become king. And his wives become queens, Leah and Rachel. And remember now, Bilhah and Abihah are their servants. So they're not to take away from what they brought into the work, but they don't get the same representation because they wasn't brought forward as mistress, or we should say masters. But mistress in a female term, not looking at it in the Western world that a mistress is your jump off for some broad that you're kicking it with. No, a mistress would be your wife. You don't give that title to the woman that's across the street. That title belongs to the woman up under the door. That's the wife. She's a mistress. She is a master. Right? But this Western world, they got everything upside down and backwards and reverse. And, right. Anyway, Psalms 45 and 11. So shall the king greatly desire. Nope, nope, nope. 45 and 10. Hearken, O daughter, and consider and incline thy ear. Forget thy own people and thy father's house. Now, do we have this testimony among? Because see, when we get into the precepts, can we read this and find this in them? Right? We should be able to find this in them, because this is from God. So He's saying His daughter's got this spirit in them. So we should be able to see this spirit in Leah and Rachel. Hearken, O daughter, and consider and incline thy ear. Forget thine own people and thy father's house. Well, Laban said, well, let's ask Rebecca to see if she'll stay or she'll go. She said, I'm out. She was definitely Psalms 45 and 10. 11. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy Lord. Worship thou him. Therefore, the Lord saw her for who she was. Inside, she was all the way in. She bought the kingdom. And the daughter of Tyre shall be there with a gift. Even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. The king's daughters is all glorious within. Her clothing is wrought with gold. So she glorious within, man. She ain't trying to look out, even though she might be really bad. She may be super bad, right? I don't know what your image of super bad is. Everybody got an image of super bad. It may be different hues and different hair, different heights or whatever. But no, everybody got their own picture of what a super bad is. But so shall the king greatly desire thy beauty. That's the inner man he's talking about, because he already said it. He said, the king's daughters, he said, so said the king, greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy Lord, worship thou him. And the daughters of Tyre shall be with a gift, even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. The king's daughter is all glorious within, her clothing is wrought of gold. So that's why the king is with her, because she's a beautiful spirit, right? She is that woman. So do Leah and Rachel actually wear this 13? Are they beautiful from the inside out? Okay. She shall be brought unto the king in the raiment of needlework. The virgins, her companions, shall follow her, shall be brought unto thee. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter to the king's palace. Instead of thy fathers shall be thy children, whom thou makest princes of the earth. I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. It's a lot of Eves on the planet, all over the world, not just in Israel, but not just in Africa, and not just in Europe, and not just in the Americas, and not just in the Middle East, and not just in Asia. You know, you got a lot of Sarahs. You can run into a Sarah at least once a week. You know what I mean? You can run into a Sarah once a week. If you're a people person and you deal with people every day, you're going to run into a Sarah or Rebecca at least once a week. And a Leah. You're going to run into Leah, Sarah, and Rebecca at least once a week. Just say, I ain't into it, but collections. You do collections, right? And you on that speed dial thing and you got to call certain women. You don't run into Sarah, Rebecca, and Leah at least once a week, because the Lord said, I will make thy name to be remembered throughout all generations. Can we say that of them? I can. I can. I can say it faithfully. I can say it. That their names are written and to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. Do Leah and Rachel earn this? praise for all eternity? Do they earn this? Do they get this? Do Leah and Rachel get this? So do they fit this Psalms 45 and 17, right? So let's get into this. Let's pick this up in Genesis. Let's pick this up in Genesis. Chapter 29 and verse 1. Genesis 29 and 1, and it says this. And then Jacob went his way. Well, actually, Isaac. Okay, let's start in 28. Okay, let's pick it up there. Genesis 28 and 1. And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said unto him, thou shalt not take a wife for the daughters of Canaan. Arise and go to Paran down to the house of Bethel, thy mother's father's. Oh, so both of them are kinswomen. So both of them have the glory of understanding, right? So that's it. Genesis chapter 28 and 2. So both of them fit that, right? Okay, so we rolling. And take thee a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. And God Almighty bless thee and make thee fruitful and multiply thee, that thou mayest be multiplied among the people, and give thee the blessings of Abraham to thee and to thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham. Isaac sent Jacob away. He went to Paran Aram unto Laban, the son of Bethuel, the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob and Esau's mother. So they definitely kinswomen, right? So we can call them sisters of understanding, because we all got everybody that came out that boat. Noah blessed, right? Noah blessed Ham, Shem, and Japheth, right, with different blessings. But he told Shem, the covenant is going to be with you. So whatever God gave Noah, it went from Noah to Shem lineage. And then through Shem, it landed on Abraham. And from Abraham, it went through them. It went through that lineage, right? So now God is going to come through this family right here, this specific group. So now we see Jacob is on his way. He's on his way to find a wife from his uncle's house, which is his mother's brother. So now we pick Jacob up on a journey, right? Let's pick him up. Genesis 29 and 1. Then Jacob went on his journey and came into land of the people of the east, not west. So stop trying to compare the laws of this world, right, with the laws of the east. Because the laws of the east and the laws of the west, they conflict each other. We don't think the same. We don't put up with that sodomite thing, man. We don't put up with, you know, you can divorce for anything. Fornication. Yeah. Uncleanliness. Yeah. Maybe no. But there's a wide place. There's a wilderness. There's a rooftop. You know. He said, it's a difference, man. It's a difference. He said, then Jacob went on his journey and came into the land of the people of the east. And we constantly do this, man. We want to sit up here and say, well, we ain't in the land right now. Then why you say you Israel? Go away. You know, go and do things like the rest of the world do. We ain't in the land up until the point when it get real. When it get real, do you want to start weakening and start changing the game up when it get real? No, you never believed in God, because when it get real, he said, I'm the God of Israel. I'm going to come correct. I'm going to come real at you, and I'm going to try your spirit and see if you are plain or are you real with it. Right. So you can't say I'm of this. You can't say, wow, you got to be as a man. Knock that off, man. I don't know who started that. We need to really stop it. You know. Well, you know, and this this thing about this divorce thing, and it's really out of control among the Israelites, man. I mean, I'm serious. It's everywhere, you know. And it's because of the West. It's because of their mindset of the West. We got two different mindsets we're dealing with, just conflicting. It's this mindset, Genesis 29:1 and Revelation 17:1. You have to make serious decisions on what world we're going to choose to live in. One of them is coming to an end sooner than later. 29:2. And he looked, and behold, a well in the field, and lo, there were three flocks of sheep lying by it. For out of that well, they watered the flocks. And a great stone was upon the well's mouth, and thither were all the flocks gathered. And they rolled the stone from the well's mouth, and watered the sheep, and put the stone again upon the well's mouth. And Jacob said unto them, My brethren, whence be ye? And they said, Of Haran are we. So he already knew he was in the spot. So I don't know how he got there. He might have had a map. You know, we know he ain't had no GPS, but he had a map. He got where he was at, you know. It didn't say he had nothing. It didn't say Jacob had anything. It didn't say he had a horse. It didn't say he had a camel. None of that good stuff. Just said it was just him. And then he said this. And he said unto them, Know ye Laban, the son of Nahor? And they said, We know him. And he said unto them, Is he well? And they said, He is well. And behold, Rachel, his daughter, cometh with the sheep. And he said, Lo, it is yet high day. Neither is it time that the cattle should be gathered together, to water ye the sheep, and go and feed them. And they said, We cannot until the flocks be gathered together, till they roll a stone from the well's mouth, then we will water the sheep. And while they yet spake with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she kept them. So Rachel kept the sheep. I mean, sheep is a lot of work, man. They running all over the place, and you think your one little dog is giving you the flux. Try to follow about 10 or 15 or 20 of these things, right, with all different personalities tripping out. 29:10, and it came to pass, when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, Jacob went near, rolled the stone from the well's mouth, watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. That's not what happened with Rebecca. She watered 10 camels. He did the opposite. And you know what's missing here? Prayer. I don't see one time Jacob praying over this situation. I mean, it's one thing that your father bless you, like Abraham blessed the servant, then the servant prayed over that thing. And Isaac was in a field praying, but I don't hear Jacob praying. So, and the enemy already knew that he was on his way looking for a wife, right? So, here he is, right? Here we go. Here come this story. The enemy is in this story, not Leah's story, this story. He's in this story. And it came to pass when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, he just knew this was like another Rebecca, right? The one that saved his life and put sheepskin all over. Nope, this ain't her. And the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, that Jacob went near, all these signs look like they're looking good. Nope, that ain't her. And rolled the stone from the whale's mouth and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept. Wait a minute, man. You know, where do you get some sugar from? And he started crying. Okay. Jacob told Rachel that he was his father's brother. right? And that he was Rebekah's son. She ran and told her father. And it came to pass when Laban heard these tidings of Jacob, his sister's son, that he ran to meet him. Of course, she haven't seen Rebekah, God knows when, and here come her children, her son now, her other son, looking for a child, okay, because looking for a wife because of, you know, the first Isaac. That's where she came from here. So here come Jacob, so now he get to do the same thing, but I bet he ran to meet him looking for 10 camels and gold and all that. Nope. Not this time. Right? Changed up on them. It came to pass when Laban heard the tidings of Jacob, his sister's son, then he ran to meet them and embraced them and kissed them and brought him to his house. And he told Laban all these things, and Laban said to him, "Surely thou art my bone and my flesh." And he abode with him in the space of a month. And Laban said unto Jacob, "Because thou art my brother, shouldest thou therefore serve me for naught? Tell me, what shall thy wages be?" Laban had two daughters. The name of the eldest was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored, right? Okay, so let's look at this word, tender. Because he called her tender eyed, not evil eyed, tender eyed, right? And people seem to think that, you know, because, you know, Rachel was beautiful and Leah was considered tender eyed, that Leah had to be like butt ugly or something, and you know, that she wasn't all that good, but beauty's in the eye of beholder. As Jacob, after they had a few children, after a few years, he really started seeing what beauty really is. Tender, easily crushed, fragile, a tender petal. So she was like a petal of flower. She was a flower. Young, vulnerable, frail, delicate. She was delicate, sensitive, easily hurt, sensitive, considerate, protective, gentle, loving. Wait a minute. I don't hear these attributes with Rachel. Not to say Rachel was not getting into the kingdom. Not to say Rachel was wicked. I just don't get that virtuous woman excelling them all from Rachel. I don't get that. Nautica. It says, what am I? Let's see. Tender, it says gentle, delicate, warm, kind. Yes, she is. She's all up in Proverbs chapter 31. That's her. So Leah is the virtuous woman. Leah is. It's just that Rachel is the one that Rebekah is the one that excelled them all. Leah is one of her daughters that's after her. So Leah is Proverbs chapter 31 and 10. Also, she's Proverbs chapter 7 and 4. Both Leah and Rachel fit those criteria. But here we see also that she's now excelled Rachel in becoming the virtuous woman because her testimony from God, because remember that, we got to remember that it's God that's talking to Moses, and Moses is writing this down. So God is on top of that mountain while Moses is writing this down. He told Moses, that his great-great-granny was tender-eyed. She was gentle. She was delicate. She was kind. She was merciful. She was sympathetic. She had spiritual feelings. She was sensitive to more. She was careful. She was protective. She was soft. She was easy. She was sympathetic. She was with you, she felt you, she was with you, said easily distressed, acutely or painfully sensitive. So she was an empath, man. She felt your pain. Like for instance, man, like you, like one of the children, and you running and you fall and you slip. She was one of them that took that pain from you. You know, we all had that one. We all experienced that. You know, I'm sure we have. I know for a fact. I'm just sharing. So I'm running, man. I'm a shorty. I'm a kid. You know, I'm doing the child thing, you know, and I'm playing hard, and I fall, and I scrape my knee, and I draw blood, and I'm thinking it's the end of the world, and here come this woman from nowhere who I couldn't tell you who name she is. Maybe that was my aunt. Maybe it was my mom's friend. Maybe it was a neighbor, but they put their hand on me and took away the pain. And I looked up at that person, and I was, like, amazed that they was able to do such a thing. Leah had this gift. She had the gift. She could take those things. She could feel pain, and she was able to heal. She was that woman. She was Genesis. Oh, we didn't read Genesis chapter 2 and 18. She was Genesis chapter 2 and 18, too. Big time. But she wasn't that Genesis chapter 2 and 18 like Rebecca, but she's definitely Genesis chapter 2 and 18 on every level. She you can miss her when it comes to Genesis 3 and 16. That ain't there. Genesis 3 and 16 when it comes to Rebecca, that ain't there. Genesis 3:16 kind of sneak in on Sarah. Genesis 3:16 sneak in on Rachel. Big time. Do that mean that's the end of the world for Rachel? No. It just means that she's just flesh and blood. You know, and some of our callings is higher, and some of us is made, built a little different, right? Not any better, just different. Leah was tender-eyed. What else is tender-eyed? Let's see. Acceptive, right? She was acceptive. Right, a person who attends to, right? She take care to take charge of something or something. So she was in charge. Well, she was the mistress. So when Jacob married her, she was the one, right? And Rachel was the two. But Rachel was supposed to be the one, but by law, God said, no, Leah is the one, and you're the two. Okay, so I think we got that covered. So we found out that Leah is definitely tenderheart. Definitely, she got all the fruits of the Spirit. Gentle, loving, sensitive, soft, you know, like that. That's what Jesus needed in his bloodline to complete him. You know, I can just see. He said, I was formed in the womb. Well, let me see. I'm gonna take a little bit of this Adam from over here. I'm gonna take some of this Rachel. I'm gonna take some of this Rebecca. I'm gonna take some of this Leah. I'm gonna take some of this Sarai. I'm gonna put it on Jesus, and I'm gonna give him a little bit of his mama. I'm gonna give him a little bit of his daddy. I'm gonna give him a whole lot of me, and then he gonna come out, and he gonna be the representative of 12 tribes of Israel, and represent all of us, because he is made out of this. He's made out of the stuff from Eve to Sarah to Rebecca, to Leah. He and that stuff. That's the goods. It says, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. You know, she was light, she was love, everybody, you know, she's popular, you know what I'm saying? You know, she's probably the next new thing because Laban was big in the world. You know, he had his own land and he had his own kingdom and stuff like that. You know, he was the heir of Mesopotamia. He was all in it. You know, he had these two daughters and everything, you know, and he was, and it was just a matter of time. Rachel knew she was going to get married. It's just that Jacob didn't know the law. He got caught, right? So it says this, Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter. Now, these years here are prophetic. Seven, why seven? Because we want to get back to this, but just quickly, let's go to Daniel's chapter 9. Daniel's chapter 9. And let's pick it up at verse 24. 9 and 24. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people, upon thy holy city. Wait a minute. He said, I'm going to work for you 1 week, right? So what is a week to God? 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city shall finish the transgression and make an end of sins and then make a reconciliation of iniquity for and to bring an everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and prophecy and anoint the most holy. So now we pick up this 7 weeks here. He said, I will serve the 7 years or 1 week, right? 70 weeks. So this 70. This is 7 years times 70. This is this conversation in Daniel's chapter 9 to 24. So this now conversation just went eternal for Leah. It just went eternal. So now she's definitely Proverbs chapter 8 and 1. She's definitely Proverbs chapter 7 and 4. She's definitely Revelation chapter 12 and 1. Her conversation now is in prophecy. He spoke prophecy over his wife, which is Leah. Not Rebecca, not Rachel, Leah. Right? So it says, let's go back to Genesis. We're going to pick this story back up later because it comes to a full. We're going to continue on this, man. I mean, you know, tomorrow we're going to still be dealing with Leah and Rachel, man. We just had to do the groundwork and try to get in on this conversation so that we can really, really, really start getting into the meat of their life and what they brought to the kingdom work, right? So it says this, what was that? Genesis 29 and verse 18. Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter. Laban said, it is better that I give her to thee than should I give her to another man, abide with me. So Laban already knew. He said, I'm going to give her to you, just not now. Right, not tomorrow. Not 7 years from now, Jack. Jacob said on Laban, give me my wife. Right? Jacob served 7 years. Right? They were that week. What do you mean? Watch this. Go to Leviticus chapter 25. I know I went into that Daniel. The Daniel's part is a prophetic week. This is super prophetic. Leviticus chapter 25 and 1. And it says this. And the Lord spake unto Moses at Mount Sinai, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when you come into the land which I give unto you, The land shall keep the Sabbath unto the Lord. 6 years shall I sow in the field, and 6 years shall I prune the vineyards and gather the fruits thereof. But the 7th year shall be the Sabbath of rest unto the land, a Sabbath for the Lord. Thou shalt neither sow thy field nor prune thy vineyard. There you go. She walked in the prophecy. So that 7-week thing or that 7-year thing fell right into here. She all over the law, man. She's all through the law. He weaved her in it good. Leah is in this really deep. You know, just not like, you know, we don't look at her story. We don't say, well, you know, wow, man, you know, how do we get to this point? That's because of Leah, man. Yeah, I'm separating Leah from Rachel by this point. If y'all ain't figured it out by now, that Leah is the one, she's the one, right? She's the elect. She is the elect, right? Both her and Rachel are elect. She's the very elect. She would be called the very elect. Rachel would be considered the elect. Let's go back to Genesis. Pick it up in Genesis chapter 29. So now we see Jacob work for 7 years, right? Now he said, give me my wife, you know, and so Laban going to get them all drunk. You know, 7 years, you know, it only makes sense. It's how we get down in this world and everybody going to be partying and tossing it up and turning it up and yeah, 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 and this, that, and the other. And they're going to get them drunk. Jacob served for 7 years, Genesis 29 to 20. Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed to be but unto him but a few days for the love that he had to her. Jacob said unto Laban, give me my wife, for my days I fulfill, that I may go in unto her. Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a feast. Right? This had to have been something. This is a big snowball, man. He got him really drunk. He got him stupid drunk, you know. And Jacob said unto Laban, give me my wife. Now, blah, blah, blah. And it says, and it came to pass at the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to him, and he went in unto her. He was too drunk to recognize that that was Leah versus Rachel. You know, maybe he dressed similar, you know. I'm sure he never saw him with no clothes on, so he wouldn't know the difference if they were didn't have any clothes on, right? So there it is. And he brought her to him and went in unto her. Laban gave unto his daughter Leah his maid for an handmaid, Zilpha. Okay, and Laban gave unto his daughter Leah Zilpha, a maid for a handmaid. And it came to pass, in the morning, behold, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, what is this that thou hast done unto me? Did not I serve thee for Rachel? Wherefore then hast thou beguiled me? So now he didn't find out this guy is honorable. He ain't the one. So now the spirit is dead because Rachel is supposed to be here, but because Jacob thought that he was finna get Laban. He was thought he was finna get Leah. Laban switched it up and brought Leah, which was from it was from God. But the spirit of division and contention came from Laban. It didn't come from the law. Because if Rachel would have been the first one, Leah would have fell in place if she was the younger. Because the law said she was tenderized, so she would have just naturally fell into place. Rachel would have been the mistress. But it didn't work out that way because it wasn't from God. She wasn't the elder, so she was the younger. He said, you don't get a younger before the older. Well, I stand for a lot of reasons because the older, her eggs was running out, you know, of course, you know, in the Middle East. That can be something, you know. I'm sure they didn't have any fertility clinics. They had fertility witch doctors, but they didn't have fertility clinics. Wherefore then hast thou beguiled me? Laban said, it must not be so done in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. Oh, now you're going to tell me the law in 7 years. You didn't tell me this in 7 years, man. You had 7 years to tell me this in 30 days. Don't forget, I was here 30 days plus 7 years, and you still haven't told me that? Oh, yeah, you one of those. I got you. All right. Yep. But that's my wife, and I'm going to hold on to him. You got me. Uh-huh, but I'm in now, Jack. No, man, you ain't finna get me like this. I'm finna get both of you. I'm getting Rachel because that's my wife. He promised me that. That's what he said, right? So he stayed in. LeBron said, it must not be done so in our country to give the younger before the firstborn fulfill her week. We will give thee also for, we will give thee this also for this service which thou shalt serve me yet 7 other years. He must really been doing, he must have been a really good dude. You know, that he say, look, serve me 7 more years, man, and I give you my other daughter. You know, remember now, this isn't America. This isn't Europe. All right? This isn't Canada or South America. So stop comparing this world. Look, stop comparing this world onto this Western world, right? Which, thank God for truth and the superiors. I ain't gonna even say it, right? But yeah, anyway, fulfill her week. See that? He called it a week. That's what God said. He said, it's a Sabbath. 7 years shall you keep on to me, and he said, 6 years is to work, and 7 years is Sabbath. He said, fulfill her week, and I would give this. So he said, that's why we read in Daniel's, 70 weeks are determined. 70 weeks are determined. What? 70 times 7. 70 times 7. Then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. So, from the building of the temple or the going forth of the decree, from Xerxes to Jesus getting up on the cross was 70 times 7. Well, not 70 times 7, but 70 weeks. Right? We're going to get into those precepts. God willing, man. I haven't done the 70 weeks in Daniel's in a long time. Right? But it's in Proverbs 29 and 28. Jacob did so and fulfilled her week, and he gave him Rachel, his daughter, to wife also. Laban gave to Rachel his daughter Bilhah, his handmaid to be her maid. Right? So now, her father gave Rebekah a whole bunch of maids. He only gave them one. Right? His maid. Right. Not just any maid, but his. Okay. Well, I guess that's cool. You know, she know his ways, so Jacob can get schooled up on the ways and things like that, you know. Okay. When the Lord saw that Leah was hated, now let me read on. It says 29 and 30. And he went in also unto Rachel, and he loved also Rachel more than Leah, and served him yet 7 other years. So in the whole process of time, this is 21 years he put in with Laban. And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren, right? So he working with Leah. Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben. For she said, surely the Lord have looked upon my affliction. Now therefore my husband will love me. This is so prophetic. We're going to look at this prophecy that she just spoke into existence. 33. She conceived again. There go that. There go that stain. Now, here go this conversation in Revelation chapter 12 and 1 and 2. So Leah fulfilled this. Rachel was barren. So she is not Revelation chapter 12 and 1 and 2. That would be Leah. That's her. Okay? Let's look at that. So Leah is Revelation. So it would be Eve. It would be Sarah. It would be Rebecca. And then it would be Leah. So all of them can wear Revelation chapter 12 and 1. All four of them, they can wear that flat out. You know, Eve being the mother of every woman on the planet, she's the super queen. You could put an invisible cue on that one, and it'll just go through time. She is the one, right? She's a number one. Actually, two. Adam is the one. Anyway, so we see here, it said, Leah conceived and bare a son and called his name Reuben, for she said, surely the Lord has looked upon my affliction. Now, therefore, my husband will love me. Well, he see that Leah was hated. Well, I didn't know Jacob had that in him, right? Hated his wife? Or what kind of hate was this? It couldn't have been that hate like slapping you up and down or, you know, mistreating you. What kind of hate is this? I just don't get that hate that it was that. So the hate that God called hate ain't exactly what we call hate. You know, the hate, I can't see this. I could just see a mental abuse. I can't see Jacob being abusive. Not here. Leah conceived, bare a son, she called his name Reuben. Y'all better not use description to try to justify that wickedness and judge this man against this 21st century shithole. You better not. You better not use this 29 and 1 for, 31 for that. You women. You know who I'm talking to. Anyway. And when the Lord saw Leah was hated, he opened her womb, for Rachel was barren. Leah conceived, bare son. She called his name Reuben. But she said, surely the Lord looked upon my affliction. Now my husband will love me. She conceived again, bare son. And because the Lord hath heard that I was hated, he hath therefore given me this son also and called his name Simon. Right? She conceived again, bare son. And now this time, my husband joined to me. Because I have borne him three sons, therefore was his name called Levi. She conceived again and bare a son, and she said, now I praise the Lord, for he shall be called Judah. And I felt bearing. I'm going to leave that there. Now, why did I say that Leah is Revelation chapter 12 and 1? Rachel is is not in this conversation at all. There go Judah. Jesus came out of that tribe. There go Levi. There go Moses. Right? Simeon and Reuben. Okay, you can fix me with that one. And, you know, in due time, right? But the main players, Levi and Judah, that they all on deck. They came through Leah. They came through her directly. She gave birth to them directly. Lee, directly. Now, why did I say that she is Revelations chapter 12 and 1, right? Because of this. Go to Revelations. Chapter 12, 21 and 12. And it said, now I'm picking it up in Revelations 21 and 10. And he carried me away in the spirit of the great and of to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. So this city is in heaven right now. It's in heaven. It's going to come down at some point in time to the earth. Right? Having the glory of God in it. So it's going to come to the earth with God, the Father. Her light was like unto the stone most precious, and like jasper stones, clear and crystal, and had a wall great and high, had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and the name thereon written thereon were the name of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Well, Leah gave name, as we just read, to four of the gates right there of a city that's in heaven. that the Father is coming down in. He allowed her to put names on it. How many brothers got that conversation? Let me see. Let me count David. Nope. Let me see. David get the name any of the gates? Nope. Let me see. Moses. Moses get the name any of the gates? Nope. Let me see. Paul get the name any of the gates? Nope. Let me see. Matthew's not. Maybe John. John get to write about the gates, but he don't get the name of them. Nope. Let me see. That's all no. Now ask me again why I'm doing Hebrew, Black Hebrew Women Month. Ask me that again. So, what we're going to do, we're going to hold this here, and God willing, we live. We're going to be back tomorrow. We're going to pick up Leah and Rachel. Leah and Rachel Part 2. I know I should have labeled it Leah and Rachel Part 1. I know, but I did not. But it's okay. We'll be back tomorrow. We're going to get back into this, and we're going to get back into a little further. We're going to get back all the way into this, right? So, once again, we'll be back here tomorrow, same time, 7:00 p.m. Apologies. 7:00 p.m. You want to be back here to Sounds of Living Waters, man. You want to definitely keep up with this here thesis, man. We really trying to go in on it. You know, don't get me wrong, man. I ain't trying to say I'm some kind of super solid. I'm, you know, some type of big head or whatever, you know. Because those type of titles don't move me, man. You know, I need to have some cats who buy into that. You know, my thing is what God gave me. And if I share, I share. And I'm down. And I'm good for it. Aside from that, you know. Aside from that, that's all it is, right? So, I'm just here spreading the gospel, man, the news. Dig it, you dig it. If you don't, you don't. It don't cost me nothing. I mean, actually, no, I really don't, because it was my pleasure to dig it up, right? Okay. So with that being said, we want to thank everybody for their time. And we hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sounds of Living Waters, man, look, be back here tomorrow evening at 7:00 p.m. because we going to go in on this Black Hebrew Women History Month. That is to say, Black women in the Bible. Get that. Amen. Shalom. Why isn't this working? What is going on with my theme song? I got this. I'm supposed to have my ending all hooked up. Okay, all right, let's try it again. If not, y'all, I'm just going to, like, I'm going to have to mute it out. But let me try it. I'll tell you what. Let me do it from here. Okay? Give me a second, because over there, that isn't working for me. It's definitely not working for me. So I'm going to close out here. I'm playing my music. I don't know what's going on with that app, but it's tripping. But I'm going to play my sounds, right? So, oops, I just had it. What do you do? Okay, there it is. Well, hey, man, I hope everybody keeping up with this Black Hebrew History Women Month, man. I hope y'all digging it, man. Keep inboxing me. Keep letting me know how you feel, and you know, give me some ideas on what y'all get, and you know, what you're feeling, and you know, if you know, I could bring something to the table, you dig, that I might miss, you know, that'd be cool too. If anything, yeah, just let me know. I don't know why is this thing, but it just came to me. I just forgot. I just forgot where I'm at. My fault. I'm so sorry. I probably just had to end this segment without the sounds. I'm not, nope, I'm going to put the sounds on. I am determined. I am determined. We're going to do this. We're going to get through this. We're going to play the music. What was I saying? Come on, big boy. There it is. Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water.
Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, recovering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show.